This Week in the Civil War, by Monday, July 20th, 1 week after New York's draft riot, merchants began collecting relief measures for that city's Negro victims, poor white laborers who did not wish to be drafted and risked their lives on the battlefield for the purpose of ending the institution of slavery, had taken out their frustrations on the city's blacks. Many innocent Negroes had been beaten or lynched, and the city's colored orphan asylum had been sacked and burned. Black-owned or operated businesses also had been looted. Charles Nordoff, managing editor of the New York Evening Post, estimated that 400 to 500 lives were lost. In truth, many had suffered, but significant claims of injury would come later after the city offered reimbursement to the families and those who had suffered during the rioting. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.